Track 3, Shona Short. Care instructions. Materials, fabric, washing line, pegs. Made in 2018. Decorating, taking over, and filling a corner of the gallery are 10 sheets of white fabric, pegged to washing lines, and printed with mainly black, occasionally red text. Each measures 60 centimetres wide and is 1 metre tall. They hang from 4 sections of washing line strung in diagonal rows across the corner of the gallery. They are arranged symmetrically and neatly with 4 in a line at the top, then 3, then 2, then 1 at the lowest level, about shin height. The pieces of fabric are like oversized versions of the care and washing instructions labels we find on items of clothing. They have variations of the symbols for washing, drying, ironing, and dry cleaning, and so on, that we would normally find. Their shadows are cast behind them onto the walls. Shona tells us, the fabric is a white polyester satin blend. I was trying to replicate as closely as possible the fabric of the washing care labels that you'd find inside your clothes. The 10 pieces were printed and cut by the same factory that makes regular size care labels. The edges were originally rough, but they started to fray really quickly. So a wonderful seamstress who happened to live next door to one of the participants sewed the edges on her vintage machine to protect them. Each label was machine printed using the same process as an ordinary care label. Usefully, this also means that they're washable. When the work has been shown in other galleries, it's always been on a straight washing line. It was the idea of the Harris Young producers who curated the exhibition to hang them in layers in a pyramid shape, and I absolutely love it. I always like the idea of people ducking in between the washing lines to better read the text on each piece. This inevitably means that they'll be touched or at least brushed against, and I don't have any problem with that. In fact, it was one of the reasons why I sent them to the factory to be made. They're robust enough to be touched and washed if needed. I'll now read to you what it says on each of the care labels. XL, 80% wood stroke memories, 20% glass faith. Wait till the kids aren't about. Open it up and smell. Take a picture. Shine until perfect. Put everything back in place. Made in Johnson Fold, Bolton, UK. And then a series of designs. One of them looking like the tumble dryer icon, and another showing a hand seeming to polish a heart. In flowing script style text, Aphrodite, 100% love, beauty, and compassion. Don't believe in God, do believe in angels. Dust with a baby wipe. Made in Italy by a mother's faith. And the little symbols include one of an angel, one of a hand wash symbol, and one of two hands opened out looking like birds' wings. under a row of symbols, including one showing a dripping tap and one showing the sunshine, it says 30% doubt, 40% hope, 30% faith. Just water. Just run them under. Don't let them all go in together. That ruins the energy. Recharge in sunlight. Clean by mood. In lacy scrolling text, Shauna, S-H-A-U-N-N-A. A series of washing symbols, including the hand wash symbol. In capital letters, warning, fragile. Clean it in Coca-Cola. Leave it in for a bit. In capitals, do not wear. 100% silver. A little discoloured. A lifetime of friendship. Under a row of symbols, including one of a dripping tap and one showing hand wash, and the iron symbol with a cross through it, it says 100% Staffordshire Bull Terrier / Labrador / German Shepherd / Rottweiler. Underneath we read, blackmail them with biscuits to get in, bend down and let them kiss your chin and stroke them, be prepared to get wet, wear old shorts, old clothes, dry them with an old towel, clean the floor with the same towel, then stick it in the wash. Under a barcode is written, in capital letters, 50% tidy house, 50% tidy mind. Underneath, look around for things to clean. Go back around on yourself just to clean something else. Mop the floor, squeegee the rug, clean the windows. Put the kids on the right track. Teach them how to do it, for when they get a place of their own. Feel no shame. And then, in capital letters, in red, dry clean only, add music for motivation. In capital letters, real / proper, filter free. And then a row of symbols, including the hand wash and the do not dry clean. Underneath is written, work your way room to room. Just a damp cloth with lukewarm water. As you look at them, remember how things were back then. Underneath in red capital letters, warning, fading possible. In capital letters at the top of the label, 100% definitely for me. Underneath, shake and vac the floor, hoover, strip the bed and remake, bleach the drawers, bed frame, windowsill, TV unit, light candles, spray perfume on bed. Underneath are a row of symbols. Underneath that, strawberry, coconut, paradise, opium, heaven. And underneath that, made in Bolton. In capital letters, 100% care / attention. Underneath, do it the old-fashioned way, bit of tissue and spit. Wet your tissue and then scrub their face. Learn by mistakes, by taking care. Underneath, a row of symbols, including a maximum temperature of 37 degrees. Underneath, in capital letters, made in County Offaly, O-F-F-A-L-Y, and then five words written in Irish Gaelic. At the top of the label, the letter S. a row of symbols, including one for sunshine and one for a dripping tap, and one that looks like a bird flying, and one that looks like a flower. Underneath, made in winter stroke spring. Underneath is written, pull up all the weeds. Weeds are just the ones you don't like. Sweep it. Check the grass. If it needs cutting, give it a trim. Sit in it and enjoy. Underneath, in capitals, 50% nature, 50% graft. At the top of the label is a symbol of a flower, a rose. Underneath it says, soak it. Toothbrush, bit of washing up liquid and water. Give it a scrub. Dunk it again. Dry it with a tea towel. Keep it safe. Pass it on. Underneath it says, in capitals, 18 karat gold, 16 years, one fairy tale ending. Underneath a row of symbols, including one for hand washing and one showing a toothbrush, in red capital letters is written, do not exchange. Shona says of the work, a series of oversized care labels based on interviews with women on an estate in Bolton about the most precious thing they clean. The Care Instructions Project forms part of my ongoing exploration of class and gender through the theme of cleanliness and dirt. I'm interested in how places and bodies, particularly those belonging to the working class, are represented as dirty, and how cleaning and cleanliness are viewed as a means to becoming respectable. The installation here takes as its subject our domestic rituals of care and caring. I asked women living on an estate in Bolton to share with me the care instructions for the most precious thing they clean. In return, I took in a bag of washing from each woman, cleaning, drying, ironing, and folding. I was interested in making their hidden labour visible by locating these everyday acts of care in an art context, thereby challenging the low value attached to domestic work. Shona's contact details are as follows. Her website is Shona Short, that's shonagh.com. Her Instagram is @dirtiesdanger, and Shona answered the following questions. Where in the north of England are you based? Bolton. What does living in the north mean to you? Grit. Soul. Never entering a house without being offered a brew. Home. Family. A hill in every direction. Dropping pointless consonants but always finding time to chat. History. Pride. Moaning about the rain, unless it doesn't rain, in which case it's definitely too hot. Fierce matriarchs. Dark humour. Pasty balms in winter and ice cream wafer sandwiches in summer. Bolton invented both, because there's nothing we can't sandwich. Talking all on top of each other. And proper swearing. What inspires you? I'm inspired by the everyday people and conversations and habits and details that everyone else seems to think are completely ordinary, but I find weird and brilliant. I'm completely in love with northern eccentricities, especially those that defy the stereotypes. Do you ever show the objects that each label talks about? I don't. Each of the labels talks about an object, or in some cases a person or animal, that is precious to the person providing the washing instructions, and usually this takes place in their own home, so I wanted to respect their privacy. I also like the fact that in some cases it's quite obvious what the instructions relate to, in others, not so much so. So the viewers looking at the instructions in the gallery have to try and work it out.